Just a brief thought connection with Brother John mentioned in connection with the Lord's standing. Just turn to Revelation chapter 3. Because the Lord is still standing. And the passage here has to do with the assembly in Laodicea, the lukewarm, worldly, rich, indifferent assembly, much like the day we're living in, probably prophetically speaking of our day. The Lord knows. But in chapter 3, verse 20, if you happen to have the Derby translation, look at it in the Derby translation. The old edition, the new one doesn't have footnotes yet. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, the Lord says, "Behold, I stand at the door and am knocking. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and sup with him, and he with me." And the expression here, "I stand," Mr. Derby has a footnote dealing with the Greek tense and the explanation of the word. He says, meaning, "I have placed myself there and am standing. I have placed myself there and am standing." Often when we read this passage, we think of the Lord coming and knocking on the door. Well, I guess there's no one home, and moving on down the road to the next place. But that's not what is being said here. I knock on the door and am standing. To me, that speaks of the Lord's grace. Like, he doesn't give up on his own. Especially in the light of these days of decline, when we could say humanly, I guess the Lord probably should let us go. But he doesn't. And he's still there, standing. I have placed myself there and am standing. He's still knocking. And he's speaking here, we use it for the gospel, of course, but he's speaking here to the saints, those who have professed the name of Christ, that he could come in and sup with that person, with him, and he with me. And we're thinking of the thought of food here and of communion, because really the food, that's what it speaks of, isn't it? It's our fellowship. But here between us and the Lord is knocking. And so may our hearts be sensitive always to, because we can become, even as Christians, believers, even in the service of the Lord, become so jaded by everything around us, like crust forms on our heart, right? And we lose that touch with him. But he's still there, knocking. And am standing. May the Lord encourage us.